Exercise 8, page 36. Recording 1.
Have you heard of Vivline, Paul? It's a new video chatting app for smartphones.
No, I haven't. Is it any good?
I think it's great. I installed it yesterday and it's been working brilliantly. The picture is always clear and it's easy to use too.
Sounds great. I'm not very keen on video chatting though. I prefer just sending texts.
Okay, I understand. My brother's the same. He's a bit camera shy, so he's a texter too.
Recording 2.
So, what do you think? I'm in two minds, to be honest. I like the flat itself, but the rent is a bit too high.
I wouldn't say that. I think we could afford it easily. It's exactly what we've been looking for. It'll give us that extra space that we wanted.
Okay, I'm with you there. But are you not worried about the neighbourhood? I mean, it has a lot of street crime.
I know it has a bad name, but it's improved a lot recently. I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Recording 3.
Could I have everyone's attention for a second? As we all know, some business people from Japan will visit us tomorrow for a meeting. We've been preparing presentations for this meeting for a long time, but we should also think about body language. When we first meet the Japanese, we should bow our heads rather than shake hands. And please take your time with this gesture. Also, about eye contact, do not stare at anyone, and please do not look at the translator when you have something to say to one of the business people. This would be very rude. Apart from that, just use your common sense and act naturally.
Recording 4.
Lisa, how was the interview? Did you get the job?
I don't know yet. The interviewer will call me tomorrow. I'm not very hopeful, though.
Why not?
I'm sure the person who had the interview before me got it. When she left, the interviewer was far more friendly to her than he was to me.
Maybe he just behaved like that because they know each other. It doesn't mean she's got the job.
Well, I hope you're right anyway.